What is up, everyone? Welcome back, everyone, to the Giants Nation podcast. First of all, I hope everyone had a wonderful weekend. Guys, tomorrow is the 4th of July, and I just gotta say this. I hope everyone has a wonderful 4th of July. When we all get to sit back and watch the fireworks blow up in the sky. But I'm not here to talk about 4th of July. You guys already know what I'm about to talk about. I'm about to talk about the New York Giants. Guys, obviously, we are less than 32 days away from the NFL preseason to kick off. If you guys want to know when NFL preseason starts, just go to NFL.com and just look up the schedule. They have the full schedule from preseason and the regular season. The first preseason game will be August 3rd. We're going to be having the Cleveland Browns versus the New York Jets. So obviously that's going to be the Hall of Fame game. Because every time the preseason starts, they always start it at Canton, Ohio, and obviously they're gonna, retire all of the Hall of Famers for this for the class of 2023, so it's gonna be amazing to see that happen. But guys, I decided to come on here just because I wanted to. I wanted to do another list for you guys today. I've been doing a lot of lists lately, which I enjoy because I love talking about this. But that's what I'm gonna be doing today. My list for today, I'm just gonna be including my four free agents that the New York Giants should stay away from this summer. So without further ado, let's get right into it. In what has been a busy offseason for Big Blue, training camp is almost here. However, there could be more moves on the way for Joe Shane in the front office. Now, the question is, what can fans expect? Joe Shane has taken a hands-on approach with this team since his first day on the job. Joe Shane has done so in, I would say, so in an opportunistic fashion. Joe Shane knows, when to strike while also showing a willingness to remain patient. So that being said, here are four free agents the Giants should stay away from this summer. Number one, I got running back Melvin Gordon. And here's why. Look at Saquon Barkley and the Giants seem to be at an impasse in their contract negotiations. So much so that the star running back hasn't ruled out the idea of sitting out for the 2023 season. However, that hasn't stopped Saquon Barkley from squatting ridiculous amounts of weight. Saquon has a deadline of July 17th to reach a long-term agreement with the Giants or play the upcoming season under the franchise tag. Last season, Saquon, he was amazing. He produced 1,650 yards from scrimmage to go along with 10 touchdowns and 352 combined touches. He was the true definition of a three-down workhorse running back. He was the engine that drove the Giants' offense. Finding a player who is capable of coming in and stepping into that type of role this late in the offseason is a tall task if Barkley and the Giants can't come to terms by July 17th. Melvin Gordon, look, I love Melvin Gordon. He's one of my favorite running, he's one of my favorite running backs. He's a former Pro Bowler. And he is still available in free agency after a horrible season that started with the Broncos, which wasn't a surprise because Russell Wilson was horrible and everything was horrible. Nathaniel Hackett was a hack. Not trying to be disrespectful, but it happened. You know, Melvin Gordon didn't have a good season last year with the Broncos, and you know, he ended up with the Chiefs. You know, with or without Saquon, the Giants, I feel like the Giants would be wise to steer clear of Melvin Gordon. You know, Melvin Gordon was in a nearly 50-50 timeshare with Javonte Williams in Denver before Javonte Williams suffered a torn ACL early in the season. However, Melvin Gordon he wasn't able to capitalize on the opportunity. The Broncos then released him shortly thereafter and turned to NFL journeyman Latavius Murray and Chase Edmonds, who they just picked up from the Dolphins midseason. After his time with the Broncos, after his time with the Broncos ended in not so spectacular fashion, he signed a contract to join the Chiefs practice squad, where he won a Super Bowl ring without playing a single snap for the Chiefs. And also, he's getting older. He's 30 years old. He's coming off a season in which his rushing yards per attempt were the lowest it has been since he first entered the NFL in 2015. Melvin Gordon is on the back. This guy is on the back. He is on the back nine of his career, and the Giants should allocate their finances elsewhere, regardless of what Saquon Barkley's contract dispute with the team is. So he's number one on my list. Number two, as much as I like this player, I gotta say his name. My second player that I feel like the New York Giants should stay away from is safety and linebacker Landon Collins. Landon Collins enjoyed what was arguably the peak of his career during his first stint with the Giants, spanning from 2015 to 2018. However, Landon Collins, the Giants organization and Giants fans didn't particularly end on the best of notes when he chose to sign with the Commanders in 2019. As a result, it was interesting, to say the least, when the Giants signed him in the middle of last season. Here's what I would say. This guy was brought in to play a hybrid safety and linebacker role for defensive coordinator Wink Martindale to help patch up the middle of the Giants' defensive unit. In six games with the Giants this past season, this guy produced a mere 15 total tackles, a far cry from, his production earlier in his career. He recorded 100 or more tackles in four of his first five seasons, which he recorded 96 sacks in the one season he fell short. Not only was this guy failing to produce tackles at his usual rate, but he also missed tackles at the second highest rate of his career, which is 16.7% missed tackle rate. If this guy can't make tackles the way he used to, he needs to be able to make up for it with his pass defense. He proved he still is capable of doing so, as we all saw what he did against the Colts in week 17 at the end of the 2022 season. Now look at, while it was nice to see Landon Collins make an impact on the opposing team's passing game, it's something he has struggled with doing consistently throughout his career. Additionally, this guy has struggled with staying on the field during his career. He has played in just 26 out of a possible 50 games over the past 3 years. Look, the combination of durability concerns and Landon Collins' best plays being behind him makes him a player that the Giants need to stay away from this offseason. So, he's number two on my list. Number three, this is probably going to shock a lot of people, but number three, I have wide receiver Jarvis Landry. The Giants have significant questions regarding their wide receiver room that need to be addressed. However, I feel like the addition of Jarvis Landry would it would just even raise more questions, you know. In what has become a crowded wide receivers room, there is simply no room for Jarvis Landry to fit in this offense. You know, look at this guy, Jarvis Landry, talented wide receiver, a Pro Bowler, you know. Landry is at, he's at his best when he lines up in the slot. And the Giants have, you know, look, the Giants already have four receivers who primarily catch passes from the slot. Wando Robinson, Paris Campbell, Sterling Shepard, and Jameson Crowder. You know, if the Giants are going to add another receiver, it must be, it has to, he needs to be a bigger body player, a bigger body type of wide receiver who can play on the outside and make contested catches. I mean, since entering the NFL in 2014, Jarvis Landry, no question, has been one of the most productive receivers in the league. he's a five-time Pro Bowler from 2015 to 2019 as a member of both the Dolphins and the Browns. However, at 30 years old, he has seemed to take a step back in his receiving yardage output each of the last three seasons. In a Saints wide receiver room that left much to be desired behind Chris Olave, Jarvis Landry wasn't even a full-time starter with the team last season. The Giants must pass here. And last but not least, guys, I got pass rusher Jadeveon Clowney. Look at this guy, who is obviously a former number one overall pick. Jadeveon Clowney has not been able to live up to the to the lofty expectations everyone had for his career ever. You know, after he went viral for a tackle he made in the Outback Bowl. It was way back in 2013. This is when Jadeveon Clowney was in college, when he was playing for South Carolina. It has certainly been tough sledding for Clowney since being selected by the Texans in 2014. I mean, in 2014, the guy was only able to play in four games due to a torn meniscus. Since then, staying healthy has been an uphill battle for him, you know, throughout his career. The guy's only had one full healthy season in his nine-year career. You know, looking back from 2016 to 2018 was the healthiest stretch of Clowney's career, and he has three Pro Bowl appearances to show for those 3 years. He showed that when he was healthy. You know, he was a capable player who was worthy of being taken with the first overall pick of an NFL draft. The issue was that he's been more of an outlier than the norm. You know, and Clowney has played for three different teams in the past four seasons. He's recorded only three sacks or less in three of those four seasons. In the one season he exceeded three sacks, he was playing alongside arguably the best pass rusher in the NFL, Myles Garrett, which honestly made Clowney's life much easier. The Giants need pass rush. I understand the Giants need depth at the edge rush position, but Clowney is not the answer. So that's all I got to say. Yeah, guys, those are my four free agents that I feel like the New York Giants should stay away from this summer. Let me know how you guys feel about my list, and I'll get right back at you guys. That's all I have for you guys. That's all I have for you guys for today so far. I hope you guys enjoyed my list. I also keep you guys updated for more news about the New York Giants as well. And I'll keep you guys updated for more lists if I have any to talk about, so stay tuned for both those things. But until then, guys, I am out, and I hope you guys have a wonderful 4th of July. And but until then, guys, I am out. Peace.